Hi, this is Keith, your host, and it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
Oh, look at him, Dorothy. Isn't he gorgeous? Oh, magnificent. That face. It's just a mouth and a nose and two eyes, but what an assembly job.
Well, thank you.
And don't forget us. We're the Retrobots. I'm David.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Jill.
The Retro Radio Podcast, the internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
Why did you pick me?
Who else is there?
Always family-friendly, always good, clean fun.
Now don't try to squirm out of it. Willie saw you sitting at the Copacabana.
And with a redhead on your lap.
Oh, Phil, how could you?
It's the place where
new tech
meets old tech and likes it. Now located at retro-otr.com.
Hey, kids, we want you to do us a little favor.
Visit us today and leave us a comment. Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
I dare you.
There, yeah.
Well, hey out there, podcast listeners. This is your host, Keith, and welcome to the Retro Radio Podcast. And I'm running short on time. In fact, I'm behind because this should have been put out at least yesterday or before. But I promise if I don't get it posted by today, Thursday, by the end of the day, I'll for sure, maybe even... post it over the weekend, or even have a double feature on my usual Sunday date that I like to aim for doing a podcast. Well, I thought I'd do something a little different. I've done it before. I don't do it very often. I did a feature of a fellow podcaster, Buck Benny, last November. Pretty much ran his whole show with just a tiny bit of word of comment at the beginning from myself. And a couple weeks ago, I at least featured some comments that he had had about the Rochester show. Well, today, I'm going to feature another podcaster. This is a Big Band Serenade, and it's produced by Dennis Humphreys. And if you're into the old big band sounds, swing music, vocalist, all through the radio era from the 20s through the 50s, check him out. You could probably Google Big Band Serenade podcast, and I'm sure you'll find it. In fact, because, excuse me, Dennis Humphrey is the only person out there that I know of who podcasts musical shows from this era. And I think that's why I can appreciate it and like it so much. It's not the only thing he does. If you don't know about some of the podcasts he does, he is like the Mr. OTR podcast. He's got all kinds of things. If you visit the Radio Memories Network at, I think that's it, radiomemoriesnetwork.com, you'll see he has, you name it, and it's there. Of course, the big three in old-time radio is police and detective shows, horror-type shows, and comedies. And the juvenile stuff is not so much. It's a pretty fringe area, and so is the music. But, you know, I still love listening to those. In fact, I do try to carry some musical things on the podcast, and I've done in the past, like Hillbilly Boys, and I'm currently doing Hank Williams and Mother's Best Flower, a little 15-minute short. And they're just out there, so check them out on the webpage, retro-otr.com. And if you don't see them right away, there's a channel selection box over in the sidebar, and just pull that down and look under music and the other categories that are there. And my last count, I had something like 3,500 shows out there posted. Unlike some podcasters who can only offer you a couple of dozen shows at a time and have to take things down or put things up or rotate things or limit offering, I actually have the advantage on that, where space is not that big of a concern on my server. All right, I've been talking for way too long, so away we go.
Now here's Dennis Humphrey and an early podcast episode that he posted back in 2005. If you appreciate his work, you can still support him through the sponsor that he's going to tell you about right now.
As a listener to our podcast, I know that you love audio shows, as I do. Audible is one of our sponsors, and they have a deal for all of our listeners. If you sign up for an Audible account at audiblepodcast.com/RNN, that is audiblepodcast.com/RNN. Now, when you do that, you're going to get one free audiobook from their extensive selection. Now, the cool thing is this. If you decide to cancel at any time, and that could be 3 hours later, a week later, you get to keep that free audiobook. So go to audiblepodcast.com/RNN and sign up today. I signed up, and I've now listened to over 300 books. So go to audiblepodcast.com/RNN today and get your free book.
The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication. Podcast publishing made easy. Libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
Radio Memories welcomes you to the early days of radio. We've assembled a great team of collectors and radio historians with expert commentary from years of research and experience. Join with us now as we go back to the years before television, to the most thrilling days of radio. Radio at its very best. It's Saturday, and Dennis Humphrey is back, bringing you swinging, foot-tapping good times and mellow melodies. Big Band Serenade is next on Radio Memories.
Well, welcome once again to Big Band Serenade, and I sure am glad to be with you again this week. Well, we're going to be looking at Henry Bussey. I know that's probably not one of the household names, but it is the name of a great trumpeter. Henry Bussey was born in Germany and immigrated to the United States in 1916, where he found work playing a trumpet in a movie theater in a pit band. Now, he formed his own band and toured the country, ending up in San Francisco, where the band was disbanded. In 1916, he was playing a trumpet with the Frisco Jazz Band, and in 1918, he joined the Paul Whitman Orchestra. Bussey was a major contributor to Whitman's orchestra. He co-composed several of the band's early hits, including Hot Lips and Wang Wang Blues. Bussey stayed with Whitman until 1928, when he left the band and he formed his own group, the Henry Bussey Orchestra. Now, this group was more of a sweet dance band than a jazz band that he had been in early in his career. They continued to record and perform until Bussey's death. Today's selection is from 1935, and I hope you enjoy. As always, we enjoy receiving your comments at rmcomments@gmail.com. I do hope that you come again, and if you have any suggestions on new programs for the future, please send me an email, and we'll try to get your suggestions as part of our programs in the future. Let's sit back and get ready to enjoy another great program from Big Band Serenade this week. Henry Bussey, 1935.
Thank you. bring you the one and only Henry Bossie and his Mormont Orchestra, famous from coast to coast for their matchless dance rhythms. Henry Bossie is known as one of the world's greatest trumpeters, and here's the maestro himself, introduced in his opening number, Rose Room. Arrangement of Clouds with Carl Grayson singing.
stars above and the tender light. Out, drifting through the sky, while I wonder why my love ever said goodbye. The night was young, the breeze was warm and tender. A fool was I, but how was I to know? I gladly gave my heart in sweet surrender, to learn that love was meant to come and go like snow-white clouds floating through the night. Speaking of a love that was heavenly, a love that could never be mine.
We're dancing with Henry Bussey, and now let's listen to his striking interpretation of the Continental. Here's another old-timer in a bright and tuneful arrangement by Henry Bussey and his Momart Orchestra. Honeysuckle Rose, and Len Kahn sings it.
Honeysuckle Rose, baby, don't buy sugar, You just have to touch my cup and you're my sugar. I'm thrilled when you stir it up. Oh, when I'm taking sips from the tasty lip, things of honey fairly brim. Smooth honeysuckle rose.
Blues as only Henry Bossy can play them. Swing a little tune that brings Marion Holmes to the microphone. Here comes Cookie.
Walking down the street. Looky, 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 I call him Cookie, cause he's sweet. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, what a lucky break. Looky, 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 I call him Cookie, cause he takes the cake. When he's near my lips, say, oh, my heart is all tra-la-la. When he kisses, oh, it's TNT for two. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie. He's a handsome guy, just a little angel playing rookie. From heaven on high, oh my, sweet as pumpkin pie.
Imagine that we're all down in Havana at one of those colorful cafes there as Henry Bossy plays Sidewalks of Cuba.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Radio Memories Network, home of the best old-time radio in the world.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
See you folks at the gym. Goodbye.
Goodbye.